Well, the United States has decided to boycott the Olympics coming up next year in China. Somewhat. It's a diplomatic boycott, not an athletic boycott. Senator Mitt Romney is applauding the Biden administration's decision not to send these diplomats. Listen.
I don't feel that the burden of our international policies should fall on the shoulders of these young people. So let's make our statement loud and clear through not sending diplomats to Beijing.
He does want the athletes to go, of course. I think we all want our athletes to be able to compete worldwide. But we have made decisions before not to send athletes to Olympics. Joining us now, correspondent Roy O'Neill on the latest on this. So what does that actually mean, Roy? Not sending our diplomats, political statement, and is China going to respond to this? Do they care? Does it mean anything?
Yeah, well, good morning, JT. They do care. You know, they've already said that the U.S. will, quote, pay a price for its wrong practices. That was the statement out of Beijing this morning. They are disappointed that the U.S. made this decision, and we'll see how many other countries join the U.S. We already heard this morning from New Zealand that they will cut back their diplomatic representation at the Games in February. They're saying it's for several reasons, COVID among them. We're waiting to hear if Canada and Australia will join our lead in this. Again, it's a protest, really, of the human rights violations carried out by the Chinese government involving the Uyghur population.
Yeah, and I agree. I don't understand why the Olympic Committee opts to do this. I know that, you know, try and stay out of politics and include everybody in the world. But when you're China or a country like that with the human rights violations and abuses that they are so known for worldwide, isn't it odd that we, as an Olympic Committee, just kind of turn our back on that type of thing and say, all right, let's go anyway?
Well, one reason, too, is so a lot fewer cities are competing for these games after realizing they've become money losers. You know, cities and countries spend billions preparing for these Olympics, a lot of times, you know, advancing infrastructure programs for those cities that may have happened in the future. But when all is said and done, count the dollars and cents, it's a money loser. Beijing actually thought, you know, by getting games twice, the 2008 Summer Games and now these, that, okay, finally it would pay for itself.
Do you believe other countries will follow suit with the United States on this as time goes on?
Yeah, I mean, if Canada joins us in this, that will be big, since the Winter Olympics really are Canada's games. So that would be significant. Also, we're waiting on Australia. And again, New Zealand said it will cut back its diplomatic representation. You know, this isn't a big deal, except that a lot of five-star hotel rooms will suddenly be empty in Beijing because we're not going to have that big presence.
Yeah, they are a hot mess of a country when it comes to human rights, for sure. All right, Roy, thank you so much. And we will keep an eye on this as others may follow suit with the United States against China.